What if you were a writer, a journalist, a poet, and someone gave you a free house in Detroit? We'd be like an urban homesteader, living in the city, writing about it, and working for that free house, in a sense, by your writing. That's the idea behind a project called Write a House, and that's W-R-I-T-E. Journalist Sarah Cox is a co-founder of Write a House. Tell us how it works.
We are renovating houses in Detroit and holding a writer's residency application process to award them to writers to keep. The way it works is if you live in the house for 2 years rent-free, we will eventually sign you over the deed and the house is yours.
And what are the stipulations if a writer accepts a house?
You have to spend 75% of your time in Detroit. You have to take care of the house. You have to pay the taxes on the house. You'll be living there rent-free for the first years. After 2 years, you know, we will give it to you, and then it's yours to do with what you want. You could eventually, 20 years from now, sell it to someone else. It is a house to keep.
Is there a certain amount of writing about Detroit you want these writers to be doing?
You know, as a writer, personally, I don't like to be too limited in my own creative process. You know, we are judging the writing samples for talent, and then we think that we can pick a talented person that will figure out the right creative way for them to engage in Detroit, but we're not going to give them, you know, a checkbox of certain amount of writing that needs to be about Detroit. In my experience, you just bring a talented person to a crazy environment and they'll know what to do with it in a way that fits their career and lifestyle.
So the houses are being refurbished with what kind of money? Where are you raising that money?
We raised $30,000 through online donations through Indiegogo for the first campaign. We received a grant for $25,000 from Team Detroit, and now pursuing long-term fundraising through many different grant organizations and working with a grant writer. We really appreciated, you know, the power and the response to the online fundraising campaign, but we're seeking long-term stable fundraising so that we can operate and do three houses per year, which is our goal.
What kind of response have you gotten from writers, Sarah?
Thousands of writers have written into us, and, you know, we announced this program in December, but we opened the application process May 15, and during that time, it became very apparent to us that many people were very eager to apply as soon as possible. So applications have started to roll in. We are accepting them until June 21st, and every application process I've ever been aware of usually means that you get the biggest rush of applications right towards the end of the deadline, which is great, because I want people to take several weeks to think about what they're going to write and be thoughtful about it. But yeah, we've gotten a lot of applications. We're expecting a lot more before June 21st.
How do you see Write a House contributing not just to urban revitalization in Detroit, but also to polishing the city's image?
What we found is that the literary arts are lagging a little bit behind the visual arts in having the sort of cred in Detroit. You know, I think Detroit has been known for a place where photographers and sculptors and painters have really created a community and support each other and have raised the profile. And I think that there are a lot of literary artists here, but the profile's not as high. We want to bring in new people, but we definitely want to support the existing people here and get them more name recognition and, you know, really create this as a destination for writers. We want writers to come see what the literary community here is about, and we want to strengthen it for the people that are already here as well as new people.
Sarah Cox, founder of Write a House. Exciting. We'll have to follow up and talk to some of these writers once you get them established and get them into the city. We'd love to be able to sit down with everybody.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk to them personally myself.
Sarah, thanks for talking with us today.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you.